Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
To introduce Steven, our brand manager on a title that we actually announced on Sunday at the Microsoft press conference. It's a little title we like to call Jump Force. So with that, Steven, take it away.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Enjoying day two? Woo. Excellent. So, once again, my name's Steven Akana. I'm a brand manager at Bandai Namco Entertainment America, working on Jump Force. And this is our world premiere presentation, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Now, as some of you guys may have guessed, Jump Force is a celebration and tribute to the 50th anniversary of Weekly Jump magazine. Now, Weekly Jump, it's a hugely popular publication in Japan, but also all around the world. And today, some of those famous manga brands are coming together in a gaming experience like the world has never seen before. Let's take a look.
There are worlds that exist, separate from our own, where the impossible is reality. They consist of both good and evil. These worlds were never meant to meet. But things have changed. Now, they have begun to merge as one. And our last hope are the heroes we could only imagine, uniting to fight for our survival.
A lot of games that are based off of different anime manga properties, but never before has our reality been a part of that story. That's exactly what Jump Force is. It's a first of its kind mix of both the real world and the jump world. So this is a fly through of one of the stages, and as you can see, the jump world and the real world are actually merging together into one. So when players jump in, they're going to be able to find iconic items in there, like the God Tree from Naruto, or even in this mountain setting, they're able to find Frieza's spaceship. So in the full game, there's a lot to discover, a lot of cool things that are folded in, seeing that merging between these two worlds. But these aren't simply generic Earth-like locations. These are legit real-world locations, like New York's Times Square, or even the Matterhorn nestled atop the Swiss Alps. We have a lot of stages to let you guys know about, but those are going to be coming in the coming months. But there's a lot more to this world crossover than just a really cool visual setting. The idea of the real world and the jump world merging together is at the core of the story of this game. So Jump Force has a really rich story mode, which features the strongest heroes fighting the toughest villains, all in an effort to try to uncover where did this chaos come from. But each of these heroes, strong in their own right, are going to have to unite together to be able to take down these foes. And to do that, they're going to make a new alliance called the Jump Force. Now, Shueisha has been working with the developer Spike Chunsoft very closely to help make sure that when rendering these characters that they're still believable in the real world, but also have those fine touches of reality. So, one of the hardest things was really, how do you find that balance of being able to stay true to the original manga works while still rendering it with those real world pieces and details? So as you can see, this is a work in progress piece from the dev team, showing some of the finer details that went into Naruto's character design. You get a good 360 view there. But for me, I think one of the things that's even more impressive is when a character goes into an awakening. Now, in an awakened state, players have added moves, they have heightened powers, and some characters actually go into a complete form transformation. So as you can see, there's the famous transformations of Goku going Super Saiyan, Luffy turning into his Gear 4th mode, and Naruto going into Sage mode. Not every character has a transformation, but when they do, it's really impressive. Now this game has stage projections, guard breaks, air rushes, tag combos. There's so much to discover, and all that is in the demo that's out there today. But don't take my word for it. Let's check out a master mix that has all the stuff that you guys are able to do in the demo right now. Naturally, to be able to show off the world's strongest heroes, we're going to need the world's strongest hardware. So we're really proud to announce that Jump Force is going to be supporting platform enhancements for all of the latest generation consoles. We have a lot of news about that, but you guys are going to have to wait just a little bit on it. But what you don't have to wait for is the playable demo that we have that's available right now. You guys can check it out in our booth, or you can check it out over at LA Live at the Microsoft Experience.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.